Hello, everyone. I'm Kubi Darson.
And I'm Bolu Bade, bro.
And this is the sixth episode of Mapso Juice. And today we have the founders of Mapso White, Jordan Fields and Avery Julian. How are you guys today? So, Bolu, get started with the first question.
All right, we would just like to know, like, how did Mapso White start?
What started?
So, the hashtag Mapso White, I kind of thought of that after the Philly Starbucks incident. It happened a few months ago. I was at school. I go to the University of Pittsburgh. I texted Felicia because I was really upset that a lot of the adults in this town were outraged over the Philadelphia Starbucks incident. But when things like that happen to youth in our town, people are very silent and nobody really stands up for them unless it's a, you know, blatant case of, you know, police brutality or explicit racism. And so I came up with the hashtag MapsoWhite. The so is used twice to represent the fact that we as a town are perceived as being very diverse, but we are actually incredibly white, and we don't actually take into account all the marginalized communities that exist here.
So what's the mission?
The mission is to provide solidarity across generations of black students that have gone through our school district and have suffered these terrible, terrible stories that we're bringing to light. Also to show solidarity in a second light of how a lot of white allies can get involved. For example, Danielle Parada, she follows us and she loves the content we're putting out and she's supporting us and she's is giving her bravery to share her own story. And awesome. That's what I think is like one of the best takeaways we have so far.
Yeah. And how did you guys like start?
So we are one half of Mapso White. Our other two creators are Shelly Strathers and Felicia George. We actually were together at an event where we were discussing our experiences as students of color in the South Orange Maplewood School District. And we realized that we all shared these awful experiences. And we recognized that thousands of other students of color in the South Orange Maplewood School District likely face the same issues. And you know, they ranged from academic tracking to discipline issues. And so we decided to do this whiteboard project and video series in order to highlight our experiences and the experience of students like us so that people realize that we are not the town that we are perceived to be and we need to do much better in order to ensure that all students are, you know, awarded their fundamental right to education.
And also, like, this isn't new. This isn't specific to a time period.
Right.
This has been going on at Columbia in this district for years, 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 on top of years, a long time. So that's what we're proving with this.
So when it comes to speaking up, you guys are pretty confident, but what's your advice to someone who isn't as confident as you are but wants to speak up, wants to help make a change?
I think my advice would be to, you know, take baby steps. If there are any local organizations that you think might be helpful or might be advocates for people of a specific community that you're looking to be an ally for, definitely reach out to them. You know, you can post things on social media. You should really never be afraid to do what's right. You know, and I think oftentimes people here are so afraid that their name will be associated with going against the status quo that they're actually afraid to speak out and do what's right. And so I think one thing that I've learned just by being around people like Avery, Felicia, and Shelly is that, you know, if you know you're doing the right thing, you're fine. You know, there's no need to be afraid. There's no need to respond to people who aren't doing the right thing, because in the end, you know, whoever was in the right place, it'll show. So
what was the word you used exactly to describe it?
Which word?
The word of the question. You were talking about people that are
confident as you.
I feel like confidence comes with like Jordan said, the knowledge of the specific topic you're speaking about. So if you're like, for me, I have no choice but to talk about the things that I see are wrong because I have this knowledge of things. I'm constantly trying to find what's right and what's wrong. I feel like that's just something I've naturally had my whole life. Also, with this ability to connect with and talk to people. So I feel like if you're someone that isn't like that, that's more introverted, that is a little more shy about things, make sure what you know is like down packed and what you know is true. And then find some type of resolve in that. Find some type of confidence in the fact that you understand that this sociological happening is wrong, or that this event shouldn't have gone the way it did, or this happened because of your skin color. And find some type of pride in the fact that you can see the world like this and keep seeing it, like keep telling people so that they can see it too.
So does MAPSO Juice have anything coming up in the future?
You tell me.
MAPSO White.
We are planning a forum. As of right now, the date will be August 18th. We should be putting up a GoFundMe because we're trying to raise money to have the event at the library. The date, you know, is always subject to change, but as of right now, August 18th, we're going to have a forum to discuss our findings. We'll share our whiteboard pictures and the videos, and we'll have a community discussion as to how we can be a better home to thousands of youth.
And we'll be posting more whiteboard pictures, you said Monday and Friday, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to do Monday and Friday rather than just Monday. Yeah. We have a lot of pictures.
So, speaking of your forum, that brings me to my next question. How can others get involved even before the forum happens? If after the video they want to get involved right away, where can they find you? How can they reach you? How can they get involved?
We can be followed on Instagram at MAPSOWHITE, Facebook at MAPSOWHITE Project. We might be making a YouTube page just so we can get videos up.
I believe you have a GoFundMe, right?
Yes, we also do have a GoFundMe. So that will be posted on all of our social media. And just if you see, you know, Avery, Felicia, Shelly, or me out in the public, don't be afraid to walk up to us and ask us questions. You know, we're always willing to talk to you guys.
Or if you follow us individually, reach out to us that way too.
Yeah.
So, once again, I'm Kubi Darson.
And I'm Bolu Baliva.
This is MAPSO Juice. We're MAPSO White, and you got the juice.